This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said the Taliban appear to have strategic momentum in their sweeping offensives across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but the Afghan security forces are giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population. The militants now control about half of Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory, with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops nearly complete. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged the European Union Thursday to look seriously at UK proposals to overhaul their post-Brexit trade deal for Northern Ireland, but met immediate resistance in Brussels. Johnson told European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in a phone call the so-called Northern Ireland Protocol was unsustainable and required significant changes. In a 28-page paper published Wednesday, Johnson's government demanded the EU renegotiate the protocol for Northern Ireland after rioting and business disruption has plagued the province. But in a tweet released around the same time, von der Leyen said she had made clear the bloc's opposition to reworking the pact, which came into effect earlier this year. Hundreds of workers fled businesses in northern Haiti Wednesday after demonstrations near the hometown of the assassinated president grew more violent ahead of his funeral Friday. These were the first violent demonstrations since he was shot to death. This is VOA News. Kidnappers who abducted 121 students from a school in volatile northwest Nigeria this month have freed three of their victims, police said Thursday. Heavily armed gangs, known locally as bandits, have long plagued northwest and central Nigeria by looting, stealing cattle, and abducting for ransom, but they have lately targeted schools and colleges. On July 5th, gunmen stormed Bethel Baptist High School in northwestern Kaduna State and abducted 121 students. A Kaduna police spokesperson told AFP one of the students was freed 10 days ago. Two more were released Wednesday. He said they are undergoing medical checks. German Chancellor Angela Merkel praised Turkey Thursday for hosting large numbers of Syrian refugees as part of an agreement with the European Union and said she wanted close relations with Ankara but did not anticipate Turkish membership of the EU. She told a news conference, quote, "Turkey is doing an outstanding job of taking care of Syrian refugees," end quote, adding she'd like to see the agreement on migrants and refugees with Turkey continue. The European Union reiterated Thursday the Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline between Russia and Germany was, quote, "not of common EU interest," end quote, but will discuss a deal between the United States and Germany agreed to this week. A commission spokesperson told a regular commission briefing, quote, "We will discuss this with EU states and our neighbors, including Ukraine," end quote. This after Washington and Berlin pledged to mitigate the security threat posed by the pipeline. The deal will allow the completion of the controversial Russian gas pipeline to Europe without the imposition of further U.S. sanctions. It's intended to address U.S. and Eastern and Central European concerns about Russia using the pipeline as a political weapon. The World Health Organization says new infections with the coronavirus are inevitable at the Olympics and Paralympics in Japan. In Tokyo, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Tokyo and Olympic organizers have done their best to make the games safe. Many Olympic nations are expected to demonstrate their support for gender equality and racial justice Friday night with their selections of athletes to carry flags at the opening ceremony. The International Olympic Committee changed its rules and asked each nation to select two flag bearers in an effort to increase gender equality at the Tokyo Games. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.